The winner of the Newcomer of the Year award at the An Post Irish Book Awards this week went to 16-year-old Dara McInulty, who's on the line from Castlewellan in County Down. Good afternoon, Dara. Congratulations.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much.
Well done. And listen, tell people about your book, The Diary of a Young Naturalist.
Okay, so Diary of a Young Naturalist is a diary, and it chronicles my life through the turning of the year from my birthday in spring, the whole way round back again to spring. And it was a journey of trying to find myself and also trying to connect in a new place, because I moved house from west to east, and trying to work for all of those difficulties and trying to create this world in my mind and spew it forth onto the page, and it resulted in the book.
Yeah, which you did it beautifully, and you did it poetically. Was the moving of the house, was that particularly kind of unsettling for you because of your autism?
Yeah, it was quite unsettling, because I had for many years lived in Fermanagh, and you get used to a place. You learn every rock and hill, and you sort of, it becomes a part of you. And then when you move, it's almost like leaving a bit of yourself behind and having to rediscover all of these things that you've lost. And I think that might have something to do with me being autistic, because I do feel the world that bit more intensely, and I take in a lot of things that maybe other people might not notice. And I think that it can really overwhelm you. You just want to crawl into a corner sometimes, but also has allowed for this incredible connection I have with nature. That idea that I just love something so, so much that, and then leaving it sort of tore me apart, and I wrote my way out of it, basically.
Yeah. So clearly you feel a very strong connection to place, and like to every inch of the texture of what is all around you at any time, of your stomping ground. Is that how you connect with nature, that it's the place you're rooted in?
Yes, it is. I've always thought that home is the place where your roots are. You sort of said that there. It's the sort of place where I've been allowed to expand, both mentally and just physically as well, just being able to understand all these different facets of this incredible world and trying to understand all of these little details. And that's why place is so important to me, because it's almost a show of how I've progressed in my life, and also because I just am in this constant fascination and wonder at how miraculous this world is and how it can transform your life, but also while still remaining this almost constant. And that sort of security I get from the idea that I can't go into a forest and be judged for it is really, really important for me, because it gives me that sort of protection I require.
So do I take it now, and look, forgive me if these questions are too personal or anything, or you can just bat them away. Do I get the sense that you feel safer then in nature and among flora and fauna than you do sometimes with other human beings? Would that be correct?
Oh, absolutely, certainly. Humans are complicated and strange, and I haven't had enough time to really understand them. I doubt anybody gets enough time to really understand humans.
No, listen, dude, I'm way further down the road than you, and I'm not that much closer to understanding them either. So yeah, if you think it's going to come, it's not going to come, I don't think.
You know, and that for me kind of unsettles me, because I like to be able to understand the world around me, and I find the natural world so much easier to process in my mind than all of the different possibilities that a human can come up with, because it's like, it is a beautiful thing how creative and different all humans are, but it sort of comes at you all at once and tries to bite your face off almost.
Okay.
So I do rather being out in nature for that reason, that I can sort of predict what's going to happen, but then still be surprised when something appears. Well, with humans, I have no idea if someone what someone's going to do next.
And when you were writing the book, did you have any idea it might be published?
So basically, the book was very organic. I sort of went to the publisher, and then I was like, write up a selection of the blog, because I'd been writing a blog at that time, and maybe like collect them into a small book. Then might not even get published, just a cool little thing to do. And then I wrote a season, then another season. And then I think at the end of spring, of writing spring, I sort of went, oh, I'm writing a book here. That sort of realization sort of hit me. And I remember that moment when it was like, oh my God, I'm writing a book.
Yeah.
And that I'm going to try and put all of my life into this. And I've got to keep that honesty up, and people are going to see it. It was surprising, but it was also really liberating. And I remember that first entry that I wrote with this realization in my heart was the one about a goshawk in Scotland. And that was an incredibly magical experience. And it was the first time I had really gone out to a place with the idea and the passion of writing about it and experiencing it, because before that I was just writing as an output, but now I was writing. And it was an interesting experience going out in that way.
And listen, for you were actually 15 when you wrote it, for a boy of 15, and people might think that, you know, the way you describe it, that you're quite reductionist about nature or whatever, but there is incredible poetry in how you write about nature. You obviously have a poetic soul, do you?
Apparently, people have told me that, but I wouldn't really know. I just sort of say what comes to me, and the sort of thoughts just sort of coalesce in my mind, and I have to get them out somewhere, so I have to write them. When I was writing the book, and before that, I had hated talking to people. Like 5 years ago, I wouldn't have even dreamt of talking on radio like I am now. I'd be going like,
okay.
Panic meltdown, hide in the corner for 10 minutes. But I think it's this entire process has actually been really, it sort of progressed me as a human, which is kind of interesting that writing about trying to separate myself from the human world has led to me being able to interact with it more. You know, it's kind of paradoxical.
Yeah, but it helped you obviously make sense of yourself and the world in some way. And listen, you know what the book is, Dara? It's a great example of how somebody who sees the world slightly differently can give everybody else a sense of the absolute wonder of the world. Dara, the phone line isn't great, so I'm going to finish it up there, but would you come down sometime, maybe when it's possible, and we could have more of a chat?
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, great. Okay, let's do that. Okay, look, Dara McNulty, thank you very much. Great talking to you. And your book, Diary of a Young Naturalist, is in the shops now, and it's published by Little Toller Books. And we're going to take a break now. We'll be back with our culture panel.
Email brendan@rte.ie.